This is VOA News. I am remote. I'm Diane Roberts. The Kremlin said Friday Moscow and Washington did not share the same vision of creating mutually beneficial ties, and that President Vladimir Putin would decide what counter-sanctions to hit Washington with. The Kremlin was speaking a day after the United States imposed a broad array of sanctions on Russia, including curbs to its sovereign debt market. Kremlin spokesperson Dmitry Peskov told reporters on a conference call, Putin had repeatedly said Russia was ready to cooperate with the United States as much as Washington wanted to cooperate with Moscow. He did not say when counter-sanctions would be announced. The Kremlin also said Friday there were fewer ceasefire violations in eastern Ukraine, where Russian-backed separatists have faced off against Ukrainian government forces since 2014. But the Kremlin spokesperson said there were not yet grounds to fully relax and signaled Russia, which has massed troops nearby, would continue to watch the situation closely. Ukraine blames a recent spike in violence in its eastern Donbas region on the Russian-backed separatists. The leaders of Ukraine, France, and Germany are set to hold three-way talks Friday about the conflict. Norway said Friday it has signed a revised agreement with the United States for how to regulate U.S. military activity on Norwegian soil. The agreement between the two NATO allies will allow the U.S. to establish its own facilities at three airfields and one naval base in Norway, but will not amount to the outright establishment of separate U.S. bases, the government said. The deal made by the minority government must be ratified by Norway's parliament before coming into force. This is VOA News. Police in the U.S. city of Indianapolis, Indiana, are investigating what happened at a FedEx facility after someone shot and killed eight people late Thursday night. They said at a Friday morning news conference the suspected shooter took his own life. A police spokesperson said five people were taken to hospitals with gunshot injuries, one in critical condition, while multiple others had walked into nearby hospitals. She said it was too early to tell whether the shooter was an employee at the facility near the airport. U.S. President Joe Biden is welcoming Japan's prime minister to the White House Friday afternoon in his first face-to-face meeting with a foreign leader, a choice that reflects Mr. Biden's emphasis on strengthening alliances to deal with a more assertive China and other global challenges. Mr. Biden and Prime Minister Suga Yoshihide also looked to counter messaging from Chinese President Xi Jinping that America and democracies in general are on the decline. The Biden administration calls managing U.S. policies toward the Indo-Pacific the primary challenge for the United States. This as China, under Xi, is flexing growing economic and military power. Pakistan on Friday appointed a new finance minister, its fourth in 2 years, in a shakeup of the government's economic team, the prime minister's office said, as the government enters a key period of budget making and implementation of IMF reforms. Shaukat Tarin, a former banker, was named as the new finance minister. He held the position in a previous government. His predecessor held the portfolio for less than 3 weeks. The World Health Organization said Friday COVID-19 cases are increasing globally at a worrying rate, with the number of new cases doubling each week. The pace approaches the highest rate of infection since the pandemic began. At a virtual briefing at the agency's headquarters in Geneva, WHO Director General Tedros Adhanom Ghebreyesus said countries that had avoided widespread infections are now seeing steep increases. India battled a record surge in COVID-19 cases Friday as hospitals ran out of oxygen and beds. Meanwhile, politicians held election rallies and hundreds of thousands of Hindu devotees attended a weeks-long festival infuriating health officials. A massive second wave of infections, second only to the United States in total, forced authorities to restrict movement of people in Mumbai, New Delhi, and other cities, among growing calls for faster vaccination rollouts. For more on these and other stories, visit us at voanews.com. This is VOA News via remote. I'm Diane Roberts.